AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says a second round of U.S.-Iran talks could happen over the next 2 days. U.S. Central Command says it's achieved what it calls maritime superiority and that the blockade on Iranian ports had been fully implemented within 36 hours of its launch. Trump warned on social media that Iranian ships that go near the blockade will be destroyed. Iran threatened to respond with more strikes in the region. Lebanon's ambassador to the U.S. calls talks with his Israeli counterpart constructive. The two met in Washington yesterday. Hezbollah militants say they won't abide by any agreement. In other news, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a woman in California says she was raped by Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell in 2018.
Another accuser of Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell comes forward. Lana Drew says she was modeling and had a fashion software company when she met Swalwell, who offered to help.
I believe he drugged my drink.
Drew says in 2018 she had a drink with him in California.
When I arrived at his hotel room, I was already incapacitated and I couldn't move my arms or my body. He raped me and he choked me.
She says at the time she did not go to the police, but now will. Swalwell has denied prior accusations of sexual assault by another woman who was a staffer of his. He dropped out of the California governor's race and is leaving Congress. I'm Julie Walker.
A day after severe storms damaged communities in the plains in the Midwest, forecasters are warning that storms could bring giant hail, tornadoes, and severe wind gusts to the regions again this afternoon and evening. This is AP News. A well-known pro football reporter has stepped down after a scandal involving photographs with an NFL head coach. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has the story.
Former Michigan football coach Sherrone Moore has been placed on probation for 18 months for a confrontation with his executive assistant soon after he was fired for having an inappropriate relationship with her. Moore was sentenced Tuesday. He pleaded no contest in March to trespassing and malicious use of a telecom device. The maximum possible penalty was 6 months in jail, though Moore had no previous criminal record. Moore was fired on December 10th and was accused that same day of confronting the woman with whom he had been having an affair and blaming her for his firing. I'm Gethin Kubal.
The Walt Disney Company has begun its layoffs. That's expected to lead to 1,000 job cuts across the company. More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.